Now, we're talking about your computer knowing you better than your friends and your colleagues. That's according to a new study. Dr. David Stillwell, Deputy Director of Psychometric Centre at Cambridge University, co-author of the research. Good afternoon, David.
Good afternoon, Mike.
Well, we were talking about this earlier with Mary and with Ken here, and we were surprised, really. I mean, just 10 likes can build a better profile than maybe your parents, your work colleagues get of you?
Yes, just 10 likes can say better than your work colleagues. I mean, it's surprising to me how poorly your work colleagues know you.
Well, I guess, yes. I mean, you have to integrate, you have to talk. But I guess these days also, in the workplace, most people are staring at a screen. I find you chat to people, but they're locked into what they're doing on a screen. So it's all become a little bit technical. But with likes, I mean, how genuine are these people? I mean, we're just talking about books. When I have a book out, I want to see what people have said, how many stars they've given it. Do they like it? Do they not like it? Does that build up a profile of what we buy, maybe on eBay, or what kind of books or music we buy?
Well, the interesting thing about our research is it doesn't take into account whether you actually like it or not. If open-minded people happen to like something, then it's going to suggest that you're open-minded, whether that kind of makes theoretical sense or not.
Is this all done on likes, or are there any other aspects of technology that you're studying as well on this?
No, I mean, we happen to do it with likes. We've also done it with status updates in the past, so the short text messages that you write on Facebook. But it's applicable far more broadly. So your Google searches say a lot about you. The websites that you visit say a lot about you. Your tweets. But they're also going offline as well. So your cell phone is collecting a huge amount of data that can be used to understand you. And even things like your credit card. I mean, your purchase history, you know, also says as much as likes would.
Sorry. It's interesting. Yeah, Ken, you were saying just now about likes, that you could like something because you like the person, maybe, rather than the product or whatever.
Yeah, I think I'll just have two questions. You've used the term know, and you've used the term understand. How are you using those terms in terms of your research?
Our sort of gold standard for personality was people took a personality test, and then the personality test obviously calculated their scores, and then we're using the likes and also people's friends' estimates of their personality to correlate the two together, so to see how related they are. So we're using no in as much as someone answering a questionnaire is able to report what they're like. But I mean, there's a lot of history in psychometrics of these traits that we're measuring do seem to relate to real life things. So, for example, your conscientiousness is highly related to your work performance. I mean, actually, given the numbers, you'd be better to choose someone for a job based on just their conscientiousness score than you would based on interviewing them. So you could almost give someone a test and never actually meet them.
Yeah, I would agree with that on paper. I don't necessarily agree with it in terms of living out, because the one thing it can't do is measure heart. And I think psychometric testing, and I take your point with regard to it, but it is still predicated upon statistics and probability, isn't it?
Sure. I mean, it's very number-driven. So it's not sort of, it's not someone saying that this should be related to that, or someone saying that, you know, we think this is an important trait. It's very much these traits seem to explain a range of human behaviours.
Can computers humanise you? Can it make us feel that we are human, or is it purely a technical and practical thing?
Well, that's one of the implications for the longer term. So what we're showing is that a computer can kind of understand your personality, at least in terms of this psychometric questionnaire. Given that, the next step is to actually use those personality results to relate to you as a human. So if I know that you're open-minded, then when you're talking to someone, you're going to talk more about philosophy, you're going to talk more about big ideas, whereas if someone's more traditional, you're going to talk about, you know, what's always been there. So a computer still has to learn to do that kind of thing, which is a lot harder, but it does show that at least a computer can understand someone's psychology.
If people want to go online in a bit more depth to the PNAS journal, is there somewhere they can go, David?
Well, so we have a website where you can go and log in with your Facebook likes, and it will predict your personality. So the website for that is youarewhatyoulike.com. You just go there and it pops up a little box, and then you'll see what your likes are about you.
Okay, so you go on youarewhatyoulike.com, take the little test, and you can check yourself out.
Exactly.
It's like going to a technical doctor, isn't it? Brilliant. David, thank you very much for coming on and explaining it. We'll go on and try that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
There we are, Dr. David Stillwell, Deputy Director of Psychometric Centre at Cambridge University. Fascinating stuff. Are we going to do that? Are you be going on?
No, I thought that was really scary. Because, you know, like he said, you know, you could actually look at somebody's likes and dislikes and then even judge whether you're going to give them an interview for a job. So that's before you even find out what the person's like, how they're shaping up, what sort of, like, you know, could have likes put on there that you don't intend to like for a permanent length of time. Maybe you're just supporting somebody, but you're being judged on that, and maybe you wouldn't even get an opportunity for it to go for a job because they're going to use that system to wheedle down who the time wasters are.
I want to look in their eyes because they always say the eyes are the mirror of the soul. You want to see the person, Ken, don't you?
I think it's difficult because, I mean, the idea sounds good, and I mean, there's lots of conversation about different psychometric testing anyway, but it really is pigeonholing and putting people in a box.
Yes, of course it is.
And
we don't like to be pigeonholed.
Nobody should be pigeonholed because where's your development? And it depends, of course, and so many anomalies are not taken into the consideration that, you know, people can grow whenever they get an opportunity. If you get the right person there, anybody can grow and anybody can fly.